Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Trey Edwards, John Gervais, and Jason Madison. Got a great show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go for all the extra content. We got the OG podcast. We fired that back up. It's consistent. Back all your favorites. If you love this in the True Hoop era, it's back to where it was, and better than ever. We get the special edition Cinephobe episodes, like Half Baked, like Great White Hype, like Jingle All the Way Too. Trust me, if you think, oh, I listen to every Cinephobe episode, but I'm not a Patreon member, you haven't listened to every episode. We got those there. We also do the watch alongs, so the rewatchingtons, I should say. We're if you're listening to this on Monday, we're doing one tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. We're rewatching X versus Sever, Ballistic X versus Sever. So you don't want to miss that. There's the Discord. There's the overflows. There's so much extra content. Stay locked in right there. Like I said, patreon.com/countthedings. All right, let's get the show started.
Well, speaking of for all the dogs, let's get to Mos Def. And
oh, shit, man. Okay, so if you don't know, Mos Def was on some podcast and the host asked him, do you consider Drake hip-hop? And Mos Def said, no, I consider it pop. And he said, when I think about Drake music, I think about like shopping, which is like commercialism, shopping, which again, I think was on point. And then he said, like, I think about shopping at Target. And that's when I was like, all right, now you're crossing from, yeah, you're pretty accurate. It is commercial music. It is made to be pop. It is made to be widespread accessibility to people. You say shopping at Target, now you kind of say, like, this shit is.
That was a dig for sure.
Some bitch shit, like, basically.
But I think he was partially referencing the viral video of the guy that's shopping in Target. Have you seen it? I mean,
I don't think he was referencing that. I think I think he was literally saying, like, you walk into a actual establishment and they'll be playing Drake. Versus if you're playing, it's very rare you're gonna walk in a spot and hear a Mos Def, a Common, a, you know, Conscious Rap Flow, a Tribe Called Quest, if that, the non-popular songs, and hear it, you know what I mean? But like Drake, you could hear that shit in everything, in any place you go to, any car you go to, any stadium. It is literally sought after.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, so I don't know, I have a lot of takes in regards to this. I think it was less about conscious per se, and because at the end of his, what he's saying, he talks about the fall of the empire. And so I think it's more about the fact that the music doesn't really have a particular message. It's kind of like rooted in narcissism and like, you know, what Drake likes. And but again, it's pop, but he's saying it's great though. At the same time, like this is all under the umbrella of like him saying it's likable, it's great. Like we're in the Target, like so many SKUs, so many products. Yeah. And he's basically saying like, this is something that feeds consumerism.
But I agree with that point, but his delivery.
Yeah, it's very like.
It was very snarky and subtle.
Yeah.
Oh,
look at me. It's shopping. So many SKUs like that. You're not talking about the actual like intellectual point there. At that point, when you do that voice, you're saying, oh, look at these bitch ass niggas shopping and, oh, I need to buy a mocha latte and listen to Drake. That's what he's doing.
No, for sure. And so with that, though, I feel like there used to be a time where niggas could freely not only critique like other artists and shit, but also just talk shit. Like we're no longer it reminds me of being in the studio or being backstage with like a bunch of rap niggas and like, niggas would just be talking shit about niggas and shit and like then go out and perform and then like everything would be fine. But the way that we get information now, like we're privy to a conversation. He would be having this conversation with Talib Kweli and Dave Chappelle and other niggas.
Sure, but that's not what this was. This was an interview.
No,
this
it was. It was.
This wasn't like a natural candid conversation that was caught on camera.
No, it was like, an interview.
This is him being interviewed and him saying his thing. And by the way, I want to stand up for this generation. Don't let them make y'all believe like, oh, that's what it is now. Back then, this conversation has existed since literally the beginning of hip hop. Because the niggas that was Grandmaster Flash and them niggas were mad at Sugar Hill Gang because fucking hip hop, wasn't about nothing. It was talking about scoot it up, do that. And we, America, we love you and all that shit. Like it was about nothing, right? And meanwhile, these niggas, Grandmaster Flash, talk about like broken glass everywhere, you know, like,
right.
It's
the evolution of hip hop, bro. That's all it is.
It's not the evolution of hip hop. It's constant. This is from the beginning. This is life. There's always been songs that are really popular. And then there's the songs that like the real shit. And the motherfuckers that make the real shit, we used to call them backpack rappers, are always mad, right? And we got lines. You got lines like Common Sense saying, if I don't like it, I don't like it. That don't mean that I'm hating. You got lines like Jay-Z, truthfully, I wish I could rhyme like Common Sense, but I sold 5 mil. I ain't rhyme like Common Sense. Like that's.
But it wasn't always backpacker, so I want to clarify that because I feel like Drake also inhabits a little bit of this kind of MC Hammer space where it's like niggas think he's soft. Now, MC Hammer, you know, is not soft, but like Be True to the Game was Ice Cube getting at MC Hammer and saying like, you know, you didn't flip-flop, you didn't cross over. And that's kind of on the rap side, that's the notion that I'm getting from Mos Def. Obviously, like Drake knows Mos Def. He mentions him in his last album that he, you know, paid him for a show and all this shit back in the day. So I think, you know, Mos respects him to a certain extent, but he does think he's probably not as pure of an artist, you know. But at the same time, again, I think the point about this kind of like empire collapse thing was a little bit more interesting to me, but the most interesting thing to me as a nigga, I really do not like niggas with goatees or beards and no mustache.
The Lincoln, the Abe Lincoln, man.
You can't.
That shit bothers me too.
It can't be the DL Hughley. There's a couple other characters who have it.
No, that looks super weird on people. the only thing that's worse than that is just the stash isn't bad. It's just the butt face, like the
He got the Uncle Ice, man. He got the Uncle
I was
Ice.
Always told don't trust anyone.
Tay Diggs was another one of them niggas that would shave the mustache and have a beard.
That's that Spanish flow. That Spanish flow right there.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, that shit was
full
crazy.
Verse.
So it's like you kind of can't take a nigga too serious with it without a mustache.
You wild. Nah, I honestly think that it was cool. You know what I mean? I think it's constructive criticism from a peer, but it also comes off hating because he's older.
It comes off hating because it's the delivery. Right?
Sensitive about.
It's definitely the delivery, yo.
Yes,
yeah, like the mannerisms.
Like
everything.
If you read his transcript, it'd be like, yeah, it's a good point, man. Like that's what this music is designed to do. It's designed to be accessible and commercial and tied in with fucking selling shit, like with shopping or whatever. But the way he says it is mad, like, I don't know. He's just delivering.
So, let me ask y'all this real quick.
His first person shooter, pew, pew.
So, when y'all go into stores, do y'all come in and listen to y'all own music, or do y'all listen to the store music?
Depends.
Man, I ain't got time for that shit. I'm trying to be in and out.
I'm listening to the store music for sure. Nigga, like if I go to Dover Street.
Hold up. My bad, bro. Hold up, dog. You strike me as the motherfucker that walks around all day just listening to fucking music. Now you're trying to tell me you walk into a store. I ain't got time to listen to music.
Derv, I won't lie. I had Trey walking around Target listening to the Andre 3000 flute album and shit.
Exactly. Like, who is this guy?
Absolutely not. No, first of all, I make my own list. I know go straight to the aisles and buy all that stuff. But I will say, where I hear the music the most of me, and I acknowledge, ignore that.
To the nigga in row 20.
Yeah, they don't hear. They say it, please. Ain't nobody trying to hear all that bullshit.
You know what I hate? Whenever you be muting, waiting for the announcement to end, like sometimes have it on, and them niggas won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And you could tell they ain't even got shit to say. They'd be like, "Oh, but just end it, man."
We got
by the way,
and the weather is 28 degrees.
Y'all were wondering, yeah, y'all wondering, it's 28 degrees outside. It's, you know, fun fact about January 14th.
Shut the fuck up.
So what I was about to say, where I do listen to is if I go into like a coffee shop and like they're playing hip hop, I'll be like, oh, okay, this what's up. Like, why y'all play? It's a random spot that y'all playing dope music, or it's like that, where I actually have time to sit down and just like kind of catch it. But like, I feel like when I'm shopping, I'm on the go, bro. I ain't thinking about that shit.
I hear you. I imagine you as the person that just like literally like life is just music to you. So like you just like every second of the day, you're consuming. It's not every second, but you know what I mean? Like very often you're just walking around listening to music, listening to new shit. You know, that's just who I think you are, brother. You know, I'm wrong.
I ain't gonna lie though. I might come, and this is the thing that people may be thinking about Jason instead of me, but I be listening to Huberman Labs all the time for like 3 hour pods, bro. Just really mobbing.
What the fuck that is, bro?
Oh, yeah, that's a pod.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know. Niggas be thinking that's about Jason. I don't even know what you're talking about, son.
Nah, because it's like the pods be like 3 hours and 50 minutes though. So I have to break them down. So whenever I can listen to them, I listen to them like, you know. Right. I'm not about to sit there and listen to a pod for 4 hours straight.
That's how I do, man. I'll be listening to shit. You know what I'm into now, by the way? So weird. Audiobooks.
That's audiobooks crazy. Is fire, bro.
Dog, because I realize if I just think about it like a really good podcast, I'm like, now I can listen to that. Before I was like, this is dumb. How you gonna listen to a book? Now I'm like, oh, I ain't mad at this, man.
Well, it's two birds and one stone.
Right. You podcast and you're reading a book, technically. But let me ask y'all though, like, how did y'all feel about what Mos Def said, like in totality? And then also, like, what do y'all think about like these type of reactions where it's always like the fan base of the artists on some Taylor Swift, Nicki Minaj, Drake, whatever. Whenever somebody says something about an artist, it's always like 100,000 people coming for, like.
I mean, it's that aspect. It's always been that. It's just that now we have social media. You know, it seems like it's a lot more. But if you think about it, like when we were younger, like everyone had like, at least for me, everyone had their artist that they like fucked with, right? Like, you know, the rapper that they like probably like the most, or the R&B person they like the most. But you know, that you like a lot of shit. But you know, you know, like people always, if someone talks shit about them, then you always,
yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go too crazy because I know Trey would say motherfucking the nigga Hove is my pop or some ignorant shit. You know what I'm saying? So let me just get that. I'm an 8 mile. You want me to just get that shit out the way? Pause. You know what I'm saying? Pause.
Cheddar Bob.
All right. Let's end it there. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. You're getting all that extra content, all the stuff, and the Discord, the extra stuff, the watch alongs, etc. For Black Trey, for Big Jer, for Jay Steels, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.